Good morning. This is your Friday devotion from the Elim Church Sunderland, and my name is Granville. We again concentrate a little bit for a short time on this word comfort, seeing the difference between what it means originally and what it means now. And today the word is airy-fairy, you know, fuzzy slippers, comfort blankets, duvet day, all that sort of stuff that makes you feel warm and cozy. But comfort, as we saw last week in the Bible, is a person. A person who comes alongside to help. And that person is the Holy Spirit. And listen to what Paul writes to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. And he goes on in verse 8 to say, look, brethren, we wouldn't have you ignorant, because we've been in trouble, we've been in difficulties, we've been through the mill. In fact, we were under the sentence of death so many times, so many difficulties. But God came and comforted us. Allos parakletos, the comforter came. He came right by our side. And because of the comfort we've received from the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, oh, the comforter of God, some call him the counselor. Paul says to these Corinthian believers, we're going through it a bit. He said, listen, we can comfort you. We've got words to comfort you, because we're bringing to you the Holy Spirit, the one who comes alongside to comfort us in all our troubles. And Paul goes on to say these words, who delivered us from so great a death, and deliver, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver in us. And Paul is saying that, listen, he not only delivered yesterday, it wasn't just for yesterday, but this power, the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus, allos, it means another comforter, just like Jesus, he'll take us through day by day, moment by moment. And it doesn't diminish. It gets better as we trust more and more, as we lean on him more and more. We will know the comforter coming to teach us, coming to instruct us, coming to guide us, coming to empower us, coming to fight for us and fight in us and fight through us. Jesus said, I will send another comforter. When will he send another comforter? When he's gone back to heaven. Well, my friend, he's gone back to heaven, and he has sent to those that will receive him the power of the Spirit. Those that will gladly open their hearts and lives to him, the comforter will come and minister into your heart and your life exactly what you need. You need more than a cuddle. You need more than someone saying there. You need someone to see you through your difficulty and your grief, someone to pick you up and move you on. And that's what the Spirit of God does. He gives you hope. He gives you power to move on. He gives you understanding so that you can see where God is working. My friend, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. Jesus said, I'll send you another Comforter. Allos Parakletos. He's yours and mine today. Amen.